Marathon of important information. That's what's in the air for you in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program from New York City today. Overviewing what's going on in the world to Kenny Kessler, who's at my side. Not literally, but sort of figuratively, he's at my side. I'm on one side of the country. He's on another side of the country. But we sound like we're together. The magic of radio. Ain't it sweet? 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler at 888-30. I never can remember my number. I have three of these numbers, these 888 numbers, and I don't have them staring me right in the face. It's like Jessica Simpson. If I don't have her staring me in the face, I think it's Britney Spears. You know how that works, Kenny? How that is?
Yes. Yeah,
right.
Sort of.
Yeah, you understand that. All right, sometimes I write it down. 888-302-3684. See if I write it down, I'm all right. All right, so that's the phone number. You can text us. You can send us email at Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day. The latest information to discuss and what we'll have sound from various news talk radio and television programs has to do with the situation in Ukraine. UN ambassador has said that Russia has flooded the Crimean Peninsula with 16,000 troops, flooded Crimea with 16,000 troops, and that disguised Russian troops have laid siege to military installations in the Crimea. Mr. Putin now denies sending any troops, says the soldiers involved are local militias who rose up to protect Russian citizens. Wow. This is something. This is very interesting, how these guys can twist and turn this stuff around. How many people believe Putin? Raise your hand. No hands are going up. Heavenly days. No blood has been shed. Russian troops did fire, though. They fired warning shots at unarmed Ukrainian troops who were attempting to return to an air base. So how does this all fit here? The Europeans who want to have Ukraine on their sort of side of the street, and the Ukrainians, most of them want to be on the Western European side of the street, especially. However, the Europeans depend on natural gas from Russia, and so there probably aren't going to be any sanctions, at least from the Europeans. But still, what's going on in Ukraine and what Putin's doing, I think, can still backfire. What say you? 888-302-3684. Most of the conversation is about whether the United States military should be involved. German Chancellor Angela Merkel trying to act as an intermediary, working to put the shoulder to Putin as the president's suggestion to create an exit strategy for the Russians by having international observers there, ensuring the Russians living in the area don't have their rights violated by the new government. I think it's interesting, though, Ms. Merkel gives a cold shoulder to President Obama. This is information. She's doing this on her own, and Obama's probably the last to know. You know why she's annoyed with Mr. Obama and with America, right? Everybody knows the reason for that. This is like being in class. All those in favor? No. Here, let me just underscore or remind you of the NSA and their tapping Ms. Merkel's phone. You remember that, right? So this is in their best interest, however, to make sure that everything works smoothly. So that's why she'll do this. We're not doing it for the Americans, that's for sure. 888-302-3684. All right, so, Kenny, what do we have in terms of social media with reaction? Most of it, as I said again, has to do with whether we ought to be involved in this and what seems to be the tone from people who are either going to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show.
Well, Sam says Russia has invaded Ukraine, and that is wrong, and the only issue is how we respond to that incident.
Yeah, okay. It is wrong. And how, I'd say that was very astute. Yep, what else?
Ryan says, so it's okay for the CIA to funnel weapons to terrorists even after 9/11 to achieve regime change, something the U.S. has been doing since Nicaragua, but it's not okay for Russia to do that.
I think that's a very astute comment from the other side of the street as well. Not related to the first one, but very astute and pretty accurate, I'm going to guess.
And Chuck says, well, it looks like our biggest weapon is a good scolding from Obama and Kerry. I'm sure Putin will be shamed into better behavior.
Well, isn't there a study out today or yesterday that it suggests if you yell at your children, it may have more harmful effects than spanking them?
Yeah, I saw that somewhere, yeah.
All right, how about if we yell at Putin, you son of a man, booga bunga langa. You think that'll scare him instead of we slap him with a couple of shots across the bow? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll fix it right up.
All right. All right. So anyway, you get the whole thing. I'm looking at some of the headlines here today. There are some very interesting takes on all of this. So let's see if we can get to them as we continue with our overview. It's Wednesday, the 5th of March. The Ides of March are the 15th, right? So we're 10 days away from the Ides of March. And we are, 17 days away from the beginning of spring? New York's supposed to be in the high 30s today. Didn't get the snow from the other day. Most people feel like if it doesn't snow, they have a victory. If they wake up and there's no snow in the forecast, or they don't experience snow, then they have a win. That's kind of how it seems to be here in New York. 13 past the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston.
Ah, yes, being responsible is important. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The overview of what's happening in the Ukraine. I gave you my 2 cents worth, and some of the listeners who are on Facebook and Twitter have given you theirs. Now let's listen to radio host Charlie Parker talk to correspondent Jessica Goleher, who is in the Crimea area. Say that fast 100 times. Crimea area, about the Russian military presence there.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Viktor Yanukovych was ousted in what he called an unconstitutional coup. And then when asked if the possibility of Russian military intervention existed, Putin said, quote, there is not need to do that now, end quote. Jessica, if military intervention is no need to do that now, what are all those bombs and guns that I'm hearing in the background?
I'm not really sure, quite frankly. I find it strange, ironic, that I've been here since Thursday, mm-hmm. and we saw an increase in Russian troops definitely over the weekend. That was the biggest influx. They captured several military installations here. Yesterday, a key port was also captured. The head of Ukraine's Navy has surrendered. He's now being tried for treason. Russia has troops here, and Putin, as you just mentioned, came on Russian television. I watched the press conference saying that, you know, he's pulled back some 150,000 troops who were performing exercises along the Ukrainian border, and there's no need for an intervention, but they're here, and they've basically bloodlessly captured the Crimean Peninsula. And it's weird that now, on this day of the big announcement, I'm for the first time hearing a lot of explosions. They're far away, not that I have a lot of experience with explosions, but it's the first time in 4 days.
You mentioned 150,000 troops that were performing the exercises and then now pulled back. What kind of military presence is there currently? Do you have any idea?
There is an increase. There has been an increase in troops. The other 150,000 that were performing the exercises along Russia's western border, and, you know, those apparently have gone home, but that still doesn't negate the fact that you see armed Russian-speaking men everywhere here in Crimea, in addition to tanks.
I'm glad you said what you did, because there seems to be an underlying part to this story that it's not going unreported, but it's kind of way down the list that the majority of the individuals in that area are pro-Russian.
They are. Crimea is 60% Russian-speaking. There are also large swaths of Ukraine that are Russian-speaking. And this is a question that begs to be answered, and maybe other people have proposed it, but, you know, Ukraine is technically called borderlands. That's what Ukraine means.
Mm-hmm.
And this area has been fought over for centuries.
Right.
And a lot of the people here in Crimea, at least that I personally have spoken to, don't want to be with the government in Kiev. Is that because they're getting a great PR campaign out of Russia talking about fascists and how they'll be targeted? Maybe. But maybe they just have always wanted to be with Russia. So what does it mean if most of the people here, and I use that term loosely, most, mm-hmm. because it's hard to calculate,
right.
What if they don't want to be anymore with Ukraine? What if they want to join Russia? What do we do about that?
Well, isn't that an interesting question? That is perhaps the question, or one of the questions anyway. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. President Obama meeting with his national security and economic advisors to discuss economic rescue packages for the new government in Kiev. There, I think, is $2 billion set aside. Do I remember seeing that, Kenny, for paying their bills to the Russians for gasoline? So we're going to pay for what the Ukrainians bought for gasoline last month to the Russians. That's how I read this. Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew drafting proposed economic sanctions for Russia. So lots of reports on that. Whether that works or whether that's smart remains to be seen. Again, the Europeans are not going to take any shots at the Russians. If anybody's going to put up sanctions, it'd be us by ourselves. The Chinese are not going to do it. So, maybe Venezuela will. How about that? Yeah, the Venezuelans will do it. 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From The Voice last night, Megan Ruger, song called Just Like a Pill. Just like a pill, Blake used her Nashville roots to get her to join on his team. If you're following The Voice, that's what happened last night. A lot of other things, a lot of other action there as well. It's 24 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A lot of time devoted to the Ukraine and what's going on over there on talk radio and talk television. That's what we're here to summarize some of the activity is, so you can make up your mind and express yourself as you will. Lots of different ways to do that. Here, speaking of expressions, host Steve Scott talking to Senator Robert Menendez of New York about the package Congress is working on, the aid, the money that our taxpayers are going to send over to help out the Ukrainians.
Senator, your Senate Foreign Relations Committee is working on an aid package for Ukraine. What kind of aid are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about authorizing loan guarantees up to $1 billion, supported by up to $200 million of existing appropriated funds. We're talking about putting in changes needed to leverage significant support from the International Monetary Fund to the Ukraine. We're also talking about providing authority to transfer additional funds within the administration's current budget to provide assistance to, among other things, Ukraine's civil society and for its May elections. And those are some of the critical elements that we're looking at on the support side.
Now, your committee is also looking at possible sanctions against Russia, or perhaps more accurately, Russians, individuals. What are the possibilities there?
Well, we're looking at a menu of sanctions that could include visa bans and freezing the assets of certain Russian leaders who have been part of violating international law, as well as curtailing U.S. investment assistance through entities like OPEC and EXIM, or more broadly imposing limitations or sanctions on investment in Russia, including sales of what we consider dual-use items. And I think that if the Russians continue to engage in a process in which they seek to go into eastern Ukraine, that we should consider curtailing military sales to and from Russia.
Would your committee's aid package for Ukraine include military aid? Do you foresee any scenario involving U.S. military forces in or around Ukraine, either on the ground or in the air?
No, I don't see that happening at all, but I think that there are incredibly powerful, this menu of sanctions are incredibly powerful to send a message to President Putin, who only understands strength at the end of the day, to deter Putin from moving beyond the invasion of Crimea. You know, the Russian economy is not the Russian economy of old. It is more internationally engaged. It feels the consequences, as do other countries, of crises such as this.
All right. 888-302-3684. A couple of more items from the Ukraine, then we'll move on, because there are other things that people are talking about today, and we have them for you here on Good Day. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-630-1072, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-630-1072. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-630-1072. That's 1-800-630-1072.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Craig Sammons, Good Day program. Wednesday morning, Ken Kessler and I are here to overview in this hour some of the things that are hot on the minds of people listening to News Talk Radio and News Talk Television. Also, a few other bits and pieces of information that's kind of, I think, interesting to those who are followers of fashion here. Those of you who listen to conversation, the spoken word formats, spend about 7 hours and 46 minutes a week listening to the radio. I thought this was pretty interesting, Kenny. People who are in the millennial group listening to conversation on the radio, not so much. But the fact that there are people that are spending 7, 8 hours, that's about an hour a day, right? How many of you listen to the radio more than an hour a day? We have, because the time of day this program is on, about 43 minutes is the average time spent listening to this program. A lot of morning programs only average 13, 14 minutes for each listen. Depends on how long your commute is, because we're dependent. A lot of the listenership, about two-thirds of it, is from people who are riding in their cars. So, thank you for that. Back to the Ukraine for a couple of more minutes, and then we're going to move into some of the other debates and discussions going on, including more on health care, climate change, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But back to what's happening in Ukraine, I find it interesting that the tensions softened a bit earlier this morning. The Russian president has announced that the troops, what he said was there were no troops, and now he says apparently they were conducting military exercises. They were not in preparation for going into Ukraine, however. President, Mr. Putin, also said the new government in Kiev is not legitimate, accuses the United States and the people of Western Europe of encouraging an unconstitutional coup. What does that mean? What is an unconstitutional coup? By its very definition, if you're having a coup, then you're throwing out the Constitution. What? So you think people that are out in the street in Egypt or whoever, wherever their most recent coups were looking at a copy of their Constitution from before? I mean, what a ridiculous statement. It's an unconstitutional coup. Really?
What would a constitutional coup be?
Would constitute being favorable to the Russians, probably. That's what a silly statement that is. 888-302-3684. Okay. Here's host Mike Violette talking to Trey Hardin, a reporter on the scene, about the way the president has been handling the situation.
There's an interesting column in the Washington Post written by Dana Milbank about the president and his handling of the situation in the Ukraine. The first line, I'll just read you the first line. President Obama is such a weak, strong man. What's more, he's a feeble dictator and a timid tyrant. And it goes through some of the things that Republicans have said about the president in the last week at a congressional hearing that Milbank was at the other day. He was accused of using an unparalleled use of executive power, Uber presidency. They accused him of acting like a king and a monarch, a dictatorship, a totalitarian government, exercised imperialism and magisterial power. And then Lindsey Graham said the other day, we have a weak and indecisive president that invites aggression. Seems like the Republicans ought to tighten up their message a little bit, doesn't it, Trey?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, first of all, we should not be necessarily in a political position right now as it relates to Russia and what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, this is a time to be united.
Well, that sounds all well and good, Trey, but you know that's not going to be the case.
Well, but I'm just saying, I mean, that's just, but I think you're seeing that as well as it relates to what we're going to do going forward. I mean, we could spend all morning here talking about why we're in this position or why Russia has done this. I don't think anyone should be surprised. I think when Putin became president and knew that he had a president in the United States that was committed to pulling the United States back from being around the world and having less of an influence and being more of a pacifist, that he had his sights set on this from the beginning. He wants the Soviet Union back, and he knows it can't happen without the Ukraine. So this really should not be surprising. He was going to do it with Yanukovych or without Yanukovych, and it seems like he's going to have to try to do it without Yanukovych right now. But really, it's what's going forward now. Obviously, military options are not even on the table. That is a major deterrent. It's a shame that it's not to a certain degree. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that can be done here, and Congress is, and the president is working in a bipartisan manner to find out those solutions.
888-302-3684. Let's see, from KFAB in Omaha, Gary Saddlemeyer and Scott Voorhees here talking to former Congressman Ernie Istook about the Ukraine. By the way, the U.S., as I said a few minutes ago, I got some clarity on the $1 billion aid package. Secretary of State Kerry, you'll see a lot of video of him this morning flying into the capital of Ukraine, the $1 billion aid package. So we are saying to Russia, so Kerry says, and to the rest of the world, that we're on the side of the new pro-Western government, which is, as Mr. Putin says, it's unconstitutional. Yes, the old president is a rightful president, and the interim government is illegitimate. Yeah, that's why we sent troops in there. Okay, so here's Saddlemeyer and Voorhees.
Why should Americans care about this?
Well, you know, the question, once you have Russian adventurism into one place or another, where's it going to stop? I mean, you know, Russia's right there next to the Mideast oil as well. If Russia were the ones that moved in after Mideast oil, would that make any difference? Ukraine, of course, is a breadbasket rather than an oil and gas region. But when, you know, when Russia can get one thing that it wants just by taking it, why not others as well? And if just Russia, what's to stop other nations?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we say the United States should not be the world's policeman, but
we are.
You know, there are such things as citizens' arrest as well.
You know, if you look at the entire scenario, and it's pretty sad, actually, Ernest, because it looks like the Cold War is starting up again. And if you remember, the worst of the American scenarios in the Cold War was when we were at our economic downside back in the late 1970s. The fact that the American economy is in such bad shape and has been for now 5, 6, 7 years, that has to be the largest, most contributing factor to this, I would think.
Well, the challenge was back in the late 70s when Jimmy Carter was president, it was Ayatollah Khomeini who had Americans held hostage in Tehran, right? Right now, yes. I think it's the White House that has Americans held hostage.
All right, so there's Ernie Istook, you figure where he's coming from. The upheaval in Ukraine, partly about whether Ukraine would become more aligned with Europe or with Russia. So the protesters there, about 12% of the population in Crimea, identify themselves as ethnic members of ethnic groups that want the government to become more pro-European because they don't like the Russians, and that's where Putin comes in with his soldiers, because he says there are a lot of people who are Russian-speaking that would rather have Russia as a friend than the West. Why can't we have both sides as a friend, right? What a friend we have in Russia. They're probably not singing that, though, Kenny, right? What a friend we have in the West now. President Obama warning Russia there will be costs for any military intervention in Ukraine. So pretty much that's the way it's all shaping up at the moment. I think we've spent plenty of time on this in a moment. What's the latest in the weather department? There's cold air here in the eastern part of the United States. Is that because of climate change, global warming? Oh, my God. Here's a new exciting way of twisting around the weather forecast. Get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
It's this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
45 after the hour, 15 before the new hour, Doug's Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the weather maps. I find this fascinating that we can look at the weather maps of our country. Let's spend some time talking about the weather. Here's Chicago weatherman Dan Ponce trying to help local residents get through the rest of the winter. This is a parody of the Oscar-winning song from Disney's Frozen. This is called Let It Go. The video is cool. The audio is appropriate for our discussion. So, Michael, you can crank it up. Dan Pont's weatherman in Chicago. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Snow is gray in the city today. No green grass to be seen. Everything's frozen solid, reflected in the beam. The wind is howling and we have to get inside. Hard to leave the house, heaven knows we've tried. Don't get upset, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
I don't care. All right, so how many of you are tired? Everybody's tired of the winter. That's a silly question. Pretty much everybody in the north and the east. So that's Dan Ponce anyway. You can check out his video as he sings a parody of the song Let It Go from Disney's Frozen, bringing us around to a conversation about the weather. I was talking about the weather in terms of what we can actually see. I find the digitized versions of the country with various weather. For example, right now there's precipitation in the northwest in Washington State, Oregon, Northern California. It's rain, and there's a little rain across the northern part of Texas into Oklahoma. There's snow, northern Oklahoma, all the way through Chicago and into Indiana. Snow in northern New England, Maine, et cetera, et cetera. There's rain going across Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, into North Florida. Okay, there's the weather forecast. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to healthcare reform expert Mike Haley about the... oops, wait a minute, I'm getting the wrong thing. This is Steve Fermier. Sorry about that. Talking to a science professor at the University of Maryland about the brutal winter weather and its connection to global warming.
We're all curious as to whether this is going to be a over soon or whether we're looking at some long-term issues and what might be causing it. I guess that is really what's on a lot of persons' minds, and then they're saying, well, global, this somehow militates against global warming, but I'm not sure that's really part of this either, is it?
No, I mean, the global mean temperature for 2013 is already above normal. So it was not a global cooling. It was definitely locally we feel quite cold. Temperature records have been broken, the low temperature records. But the global mean temperature did not really dip greatly because of this. I mean, global warming, there is a global warming pause going on since about 15 years, and you know, there is a bit of conundrum. Exactly what is causing it is not completely understood yet, but we know that it has something to do with the East Pacific being stuck in a so-called La Nina pattern, where the temperatures around Galapagos have been cold since about 1998. And one of my own work with some colleagues that's coming out soon shows that when you have such a cold temperature in the East Pacific, you end up having warmer temperatures in the Northern Hemisphere. So if we look at temperatures going west from Seattle towards Japan, there's a warm sea surface temperature anomaly stuck there for basically during this time since 98. And that essentially ends up throwing more energy out to space. And that can then negate the global warming. So it can look like a pause. But even that pause is going to end. So they're unrelated things, but obviously people begin to conflate them in their mind, weather and climate and global warming.
Global warming, global warming. 51 at the hour on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Focus now on Good Day at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken and I are here trying to figure out which direction the wind is blowing in terms of the discussion of health care reform. I started to introduce Jimmy Barrett a few minutes ago, talking here to health care reform expert Mike Haley. They discussed the deadline for you to have health insurance coverage.
What happens when March 31st gets here and those millions of people have not enrolled? What happens?
Well, for those folks that don't enroll or don't have their coverage provided in the employer marketplace, this is true for 60% of Americans, they are subject to a $95 per individual fine. That's the minimum, or up to 1% of your earnings.
Mm. So if you're making $100,000 a year,
that's $1,000,
right?
Fine, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a pretty substantial fine.
Sure.
Yeah, and, of course, it'll be up to the Internal Revenue Service to enforce that, right?
All of those fines will be handled through the through your normal 1040 filing process, yes.
So, at this point, I guess, you know, there are a few. I'm sure there are some conscientious objectors out there, Mike Haley, who don't believe in this whole healthcare reform thing. They believe this should be their own individual choice. And are they? I guess the question is: are they willing to pay the fine, or are they willing to take the chances?
Well, I think at this point in the Obamacare rollout, for many, $1,000 will be far less than what they'll have to spend on an annual basis to actually get the health insurance that the government is requiring. So, for those that are conscientious objectors, it might, for them, if they're well, be the best economic decision for them today.
Well, maybe the government is counting on that to a certain extent.
Well, I would argue that the problem there is that those that are healthy are the ones that we need in the marketplace to account for those people who are the so-called success stories, those with health conditions that have gone out and secured coverage on the exchange.
How are prices? Have you done some comparisons on what the Obamacare packages are and versus the private policies? Have the prices on the private policies come down at all?
The prices on the private policies have come down for some, but for most have gone up. It's a simple, I guess the analogy to draw here is if you wanted to go out and buy a new car and you want to make sure you had heated seats, when you get extra options on that car, you should expect to pay more. And that's exactly what Obamacare has done for us, is added things to our list of items that have to be covered on the insurance plan. It does nothing but drive up expenses.
All right. So there's one way of understanding what many of you have experienced. I find this to be fascinating. This is the second or third time this week I've talked about this. Restaurant owners are adding, and so are other businesses, a surcharge to the bills so they can pay their employees' health care under the Affordable Care Act. Here's talk host Matt Patrick discussing that with a restaurant owner.
There's a restaurant in Florida that is actually putting the Obamacare surcharge on every single check so that you can see how much of your money is going to Obamacare. And it's very interesting. I think for $15, you're looking at about 20 cents or so. Is that something you would consider at the Hubcap Grill, just to kind of send the message that we're paying for Obamacare?
Personally, I don't think it's as far as raising your prices a bit. I think you need to go and raise your prices a bit on your food. I don't think it's necessary to put a surcharge on the receipt.
Now, I know I've owned a business, and I understand that, you know, you don't want to raise your prices, especially when you're in the restaurant business. I mean, your margins are already razor thin to begin with. So if you have to raise your prices, isn't it a good idea to kind of explain to the customer, look, it's not my fault, it's Obama's fault?
I would really say, I mean, a lot of people are sensitive. Some people are for it, you know. I know a lot of people that are putting that surcharge on that receipt. They're slashing back saying, we're not going to support this restaurant anymore. If anything, I consider somewhat of a whining. Instead of whining about it, how about let's do something about it? Instead of putting a surcharge on there, how about let's put on the receipt, hey, let's contact a member of Congress and actually make changes, you know, on some of the definitions of what is included as a 40-hour work week.
Have you found yourself at the Hubcap Grill, Ricky, you know, making some changes, letting people go or cutting back hours in order to get into compliance with Obamacare?
No, I don't. You know, the employees, that's what makes my Hubcap Grill. If I don't have those employees, there is no, you know, Hubcap Grill. That's the backbone to my business. And I feel like if I do cut their hours, they're going to go elsewhere. And right now, you know, I need them. And they have families and kids and people to support.
All right. So the Affordable Health Care Act, an explanation of what some restaurants are doing. Our own Michael Fortier was in this restaurant last week, and you noticed that there was going to be a charge on the bill when you looked at the bill, or where did you see the first sign that wasn't like it snuck up on you, right?
The cost? A different restaurant, actually, but there's a sign in the men's room telling you about it, and then it's clearly marked on the bill, ACA surcharge.
Yeah, and how much was it?
It's 1% of your alcohol.
1% of the alcohol.
In this restaurant. Maybe other restaurants do it differently.
Now, you didn't pay anything then because you don't drink, right?
No, I did. It came out to 56 cents for the four of us.
Really? Well, so there's something to consider. All right, food for thought. Good day, Ty.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.